Good, thanks. How are you, Lee?
Good. End of the political year. What does that mean for you?
Yeah, so government's, Parliament's done and dusted. We had GBE hearings last week, and that's all done. So now the rest of the year, it's Christmas do's and school assemblies. So,
yes.
Typically how the end of the year rolls for me.
Good. So that gets you in touch with the community, which is what you love?
Yeah, I find it's a really good way to end the year. So, I mean, things have changed due to COVID. So before COVID, I'd probably be going to about 3 assemblies a day for a couple of weeks. But because of COVID, and obviously I don't want to take the spot of a parent, so if there's limited numbers, but I'll still be going to some when they've got bigger venues and so on. But I just find it's a really great way to end the year because they're seeing the kids do their little musical numbers and things like that, and just seeing the smiling faces and celebrating their success. I just find it a really great way to end the year.
Let's be honest, it has been a long year. Another one.
Another one, yeah, and we're all hoping that 2022, we're getting back to more of what we call normal, for sure.
It'd be nice.
Yeah, a good reset over Christmas time, bit of sun, and then coming back to, hopefully, something that resembles a bit more like normal. Yeah.
That'd be good. We said that last Christmas, but anyway.
Well, hopefully we have fewer surprises next year. Let's say it that way.
That would be nice. Actually, Speaking of surprises, will we end up with the fifth Ashes test here in Tassie? What do you reckon? It's a bit of a fight between Tassie and Canberra at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. It just depends. Hopefully they don't just double up on Melbourne and Sydney. Canberra, you'd think we'd have it over Canberra.
Why is this so important for Tassie to get?
It'd be great. Obviously, we love cricket as much as anyone else. So being able to go to what is, we'll never have a World Cup competition in Tasmania. We might get one game, but the Ashes, there's just so much history. It goes for 5 days. See the toing and froing. Things can change in a minute. And we love cricket in Tasmania. So it'd be great to have an Ashes test here for once, rather than, people, if they want to see an Ashes test, they've got to get in a plane.
But
let's just hope that we can get it. But it all depends on the deal. I think if Cricket Australia is just thinking about money, then more than likely it won't be here. Hopefully it's about more than money. It's about the game itself and giving everybody an opportunity to see it.
Now, we were talking about off-air optimism into the new year. Well, we're actually talking about the last couple of minutes, optimism in the new year. Hopefully not too many surprises. Voting is now open for the 2021 Northwest Excellence Awards. So plenty of categories there, including Best Large Business, Best Small Business, Under 21 Encouragement Award, Best Agribusiness, Best Caregiver. It's nice to tip our caps to those in the community that work hard on their products and for their community.
It is. I think it's a good way for us to celebrate what's good about the coast. So I'd encourage people, if they've got someone they think that they may be just considering nominating, that they actually go ahead and do it. That sort of recognition, I know if people can get recognised for their hard work, it means a lot. It means a lot to a business and it means a lot to the workers. So I'd encourage people to get out there and put in a nomination.
Voting does close on Friday the 31st of December, and you can do so at 7bu.com.au. And as the year winds up, Shane, Christmas shopping, it really is important to send the message out that supporting local just is so important to keep our money here on the Northwest Coast and support those around us that, it's been a tough year. We know that. We keep saying that. And we can make it just a little bit better by shopping locally, can't we?
That's right, and the thing about that money spent locally is it goes to someone local who's probably going to spend it locally again. And so you get that effect of that same dollar being spent over and over because people are buying products locally, and that creates jobs and it gives people a good bounce. We know that some businesses have been really struggling and they really need that Christmas period, the Christmas gift buying period to give them a boost to get them through the leaner months and make up for some difficult times without tourists and so on, and people staying away from shops. So now's the time to make up for that. So, and shopping locally helps the local economy and gives people opportunity. So, yeah, I'd encourage everybody, if you can buy local, especially from those smaller shops, go in there for their friendly service and their advice, and then don't buy it online after you've gotten all that advice. Buy it locally.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Don't just go into a shop, try a shoe size on, and then buy it online.
No, that's rude.
Look after your local people because they'll be looking after you.
Well, it could be your aunt, your brother, your sister, your mum or your dad that gets to stay in a job because of that.
That's right. Or it could be create an opportunity for someone that you know and care about to get a job.
Yep.
So, yeah.
That being said, have you started your Chrissy shopping yet, or are you like me and you leave it to the 24th?
Well, I've sort of started. We've got the kids to do their Christmas list. I've written a letter to Santa.
Oh, good.
So we're hoping Santa gets that in time. We've started the process. I've got to figure out what to buy my wife. That's a major task. Don't tell anyone, but... Yeah, I've got to get that one right.
Maybe slip some suggestions through the front door of your office in town to keep in the good books.
That might be very handy. Advice, I always like advice.
Chocolates, roses, diamonds. Take your pick. Isn't that the rule?
Yeah. Something along those lines, I reckon. Yeah. Merry Christmas, everyone. Hopefully we get to have a chance to chat before Christmas.
But, yeah.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a good Christmas.
Yeah, thanks for your support throughout 2021 as well, and we'll catch you either before Christmas or after, one or the other. Take care.
Yeah, thanks, Lee. Appreciate it.